Fast Track is back. That's the legislation that allows a president to negotiate trade deals that Congress can accept or reject, but cannot change. Late last year, it squeaked through the House of Representatives by just one vote. Now it's the Senate's turn. As soon as tomorrow, senators will take it up as part of a package of trade bills, including one that would expand federal assistance to workers hurt by trade. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The White House says without Fast Track, other countries fear they'll have to negotiate first with the Bush administration and then with Congress, so it's hard to reach a deal. President Bush says the Senate must pass the bill without delay.
The previous five presidents have had this authority. It expired 8 years ago, and since then, America has sacrificed its traditional leadership role in trade.
The Senate may well give the president what he wants, but Senate Democrats have tied fast-track legislation to a bill offering more help to more workers who lose their jobs because of trade. Howard Rosen, who chairs the Coalition to Reform Trade Adjustment Assistance, says this is long overdue.
We have always thought that, you know, by just throwing some crumbs at these people that we were addressing their problems. And this is really the first time in the last 25 years that we have an opportunity for some very serious reform of the program.
The Trade Adjustment Assistance Program offers extended unemployment benefits and job training to some displaced workers, but Rosen says many are left out.
Currently, we only cover workers who lose their jobs in the primary industry. So, for example, if you are producing a car, we cover the car worker. But we don't cover the guy who's making the tires or the glass windshield that goes into that car.
The bill now before the Senate would. It would also cover fishermen and farmers. And for the first time, it would help laid-off workers pay for health insurance while they train for new jobs. Democrats and Republicans are still arguing about how to do this. Republicans favor a tax credit. Democrats want to help laid-off workers buy into health plans offered by their former employers. There will be more potential snags as well. Senators disagree over how much future trade deals should protect investors. Safeguards in the North American Free Trade Agreement have allowed foreign business people to challenge state and local regulations. Environmentalists and some senators find this alarming. Business groups and other senators say it's the only way to encourage investment. There will be more debate over labor and the environment, too. The AFL-CIO's Thea Lee says this bill has no teeth.
In fact, there's a huge loophole that says you can't use any kind of retaliation or trade sanctions to enforce labor and environment provisions in a trade bill. So we think that this bill is a huge setback in terms of labor and environmental provisions.
And some senators are worried that future trade deals will undermine U.S. laws designed to defend threatened industries like steel. If a trade pact clashes with U.S. laws, they argue, fast track shouldn't apply. Despite all this, trade analyst Bruce Stokes of the National Journal and the Council on Foreign Relations predicts the Democrats will want to push the bill through.
Because there's a Republican strategy to blame the Democratic leadership of the Senate for not doing things. And this is one thing they'd like not to be blamed for. And in fact, there's a majority of the Democratic senators who actually support this.
It won't be easy or quick, but many believe President Bush will have his fast-track legislation by the time Congress adjourns for the summer. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.